Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Last week, I made an announcement that I want to repeat here. I want to make a couple of things clear. First of all, you can go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. And find some free resources available to you. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ. At the end of the program, you're going to hear our toll-free number. If you call that number, you will receive my free booklet, one free booklet by calling that 800 number. The booklet I'm offering right now is my booklet on faith, faith more precious than gold. I'm speaking a lot about faith. I'm going to continue to speak a lot about faith. So I encourage you to listen to the 800 number at the end of the program, dial that, and ask for a free copy of my booklet on faith. And that'll just come to you. But you could also go to renewalministries.net/FFJ to see more resources that I have available that you might be interested in. So, free booklet on faith, simply call the toll-free number. If you want to see what other free resources there are, go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. Is that clear? I hope it is. Please don't hesitate to ask me or to write in and say, what was that number again? But you'll hear it at the end of every program. Today is the Feast of the Holy Innocents, those children who died as Herod, madly jealous, afraid that his power would be taken from him, heard about this, the prophecies of this Christ child, this king that was coming. And so he had every baby killed. It's diabolical. He had every baby killed. 2 years old, I think, 2 or 3 years old and under. He had them all killed. We celebrate their feast today because, brothers and sisters, they went straight into the arms of God with no hesitation, no side trip, straight into the arms of God. O God, whom the holy innocents confessed and proclaimed on this day, not by speaking, but by dying, grant, we pray, that the faith in you, which we confess with our lips, may also speak through our manner of life. So it's not just our words, but does my life reflect my priorities? Does my life reflect that I belong to Jesus Christ, that I am a disciple of Christ? Doesn't mean that everything has to be religious. Doesn't mean that. Am I kind? Am I generous? Am I forgiving? Am I merciful? Am I willing to sacrifice for another? Do I put others before myself? All those kinds of things are what stand out in a world that is growing more coarse and more dark. That the faith in you, which we confess with our lips, may also speak through our manner of life. That opening prayer is worth a meditation, brothers and sisters. Be honest with yourself. Does my life reflect the one to whom I belong? And again, it doesn't mean all kinds of external relics and medals and rosaries and all that kind of thing. All those things can be very helpful. I'm not in any way putting them down, but I'm saying that's not what identifies you as a Christian. What identifies you is your hatred of sin, your willingness to repent when you fail. It's marked by charity, kindness, mercy, generosity to others. Does your way of life signify that you are a Christian? Think about it. The opening reading is taken from the letter of St. John, chapter 1, verse 5, and then to chapter 2, verse 2. Beloved, this is the message that we have heard from Jesus Christ and proclaimed to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not act in the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his Son, Jesus, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us, because we all sin. If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. See how clear John is, and yet how much John speaks out of love, out of relationship. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. My goodness, we could meditate on that for weeks. Do I walk in the light as he is in the light? Do I confess my sin? Do I acknowledge my wrongdoing? Do I seek forgiveness? Psalm 124, our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. The enemy always wants to pick us off. May it be through our pride, through our arrogance, through our greed, through our lust, all kinds of ways that he seeks to deceive us and eventually to capture us. But you don't have to be afraid if you keep coming back to Jesus. If you're marked by the sign of Jesus, if you follow him, you don't have to be afraid. Had not the Lord been with us when men rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their fury was inflamed against us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us, or the torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept over us. But broken was the snare. We were unbound. We were set free. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. God's forgiveness sets us free. Jesus died on the cross to set us free. He came as a baby to set us free. Do you live out of that? Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. Can you imagine how fearful that could have been? He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." Mary and Joseph and Jesus were immigrants, brothers and sisters. They had to leave their own land in search of safety. They were immigrants. When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, see, the Magi, they had been invited, you see, of course, to meet Herod. And then they went home, but it says, by another way. They didn't go the way that he was sure that they would. They went by another way. And that put Herod became furious because he realized that he had been deceived by the Magi. And he ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. He wanted to make sure that there wasn't going to be another upstart rise up and threaten his throne. And then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since they were no more. Brothers and sisters, some people will say to me, what kind of a God is it who would let these children be killed? God has his reasons, and I trust him because he knew that these children would gain a paradise so beyond anything they would know in this life that they had one of the fastest routes to heaven and to eternal joy. We see it from our end, but if you look at it from God's end, it seems different because it is different. And you look at our country today with millions and millions of unborn children who have been killed. I don't think we can point the finger anywhere until we deal with our country and ourselves. We can no longer tolerate the slaughter of the innocents. I leave that to your own thoughts and your own prayers, but I do encourage you. I encourage you, please, please to pray that our country may be what it was intended to be, the land of the free and the home of the brave, to be one nation under God again. Let's pray for that. Brothers and sisters, the prayer after communion for this liturgy says this: Grant, O Lord, abundant salvation to your faithful as they receive your holy gifts on the feast day of these your saints, who, though still unable to profess your Son in speech, were crowned with heavenly grace on account of his birth, who lives and reigns forever and ever and ever. You and I one day, by his grace and power, are going to conquer sin and death, and we're going to live with him forever. Let us do all we can, even in very small ways, to safeguard life, to be kind, to be forgiving, to be merciful, to be helpful. All those things, and sometimes in very small ways, all those things can foster life and respect life and guard life. And I also want to say to you, there is a way, because of God's gift in creating you, there is a right way to love yourself. Think of it this way. Pope Benedict said this one time, think of it this way, that if you were the only person on the face of the earth, God would have sent his Son to die for you. If that is so, that makes you, in a sense, infinitely important to God. So whatever the circumstances of your life, whatever has happened to you in life, whatever has been difficult for you, know how dearly and deeply and eternally you are loved, and how one day God will make everything right for you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789, Faith More Precious Than Gold, or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Free Booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.